You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Towards the start of this month, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu nominated US President Donald Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize. I spoke to Tom Wilkinson, a PhD candidate in history at the University of Auckland, about Netanyahu's nomination, the Nobel Peace Prize in general, and his belief that there is an ulterior motive to the Israeli Prime Minister's nomination.
And I kind of approach this as an historian. So the Nobel Peace Prize obviously has this long, there is a kind of a long history of controversy in terms of nominees and sort of Nobel Peace Prize laureate. If you go back to kind of the 70s, you've got Henry Kissinger and Lee Duc Tho of North Vietnam nominated and win for negotiating a ceasefire in Vietnam, which was really controversial at the time because Kissinger himself, as part of the Nixon administration and before that when he was kind of a foreign policy advisor, kind of played both sides in terms of the way, you know, Kissinger kind of reported to Nixon on peace talks that were attempted in 1968. Kissinger supported increased bombing in Cambodia, started to champion it, even though he was personally against it when Nixon proposed it in the Vietnam War. And while he eventually then, you know, works on the ceasefire, there's a lot of controversy over, well, is it appropriate to award the Peace Prize to somebody who had done so much to kind of increase war and conflict in the region in the years prior? I would see the Trump sort of Peace Prize approach in a similar way. He's been nominated for it, but at the same time, you know, some political sort of commentators would argue that Trump has probably done a better job at increasing tensions in the region in the way that he's supported Netanyahu historically, and the way that he's kind of, you know, came out and bombed Iran as part of, you know, that 12-day conflict. And so to then be nominated for the Peace Prize because he helped, supposedly helped negotiate a ceasefire, kind of plays into that same, perhaps, hypocrisy that maybe emerges in this case. And there have been a number of commentators questioned about this in places like The Conversation. I think The Conversation ran a piece a few weeks ago where, you know, they asked, five experts were asked, and they all concluded, no, Trump should not win the Peace Prize because he doesn't deserve it. There's not peace in Gaza. There's not really peace in Iran because Trump's bombing actually exacerbated his decision from 2018 when he pulled out of nuclear negotiations. He's deployed the military against American citizens. He keeps threatening, you know, trade wars and annexation to U.S. allies. He is not a force for peace, is kind of the perspective that's coming out. So it seems absurd that he would be nominated for and subsequently win the Nobel Peace Prize.
Do you believe there is an alternative motive here?
Yeah, I do. When I kind of think about the Trump administration, the first Trump administration and this one, I kind of think back to a lot of online commentary I've seen, and I think some political commentators and perhaps Bob Woodward in his book about the first Trump administration may have mentioned this as well. There's this kind of atmosphere around Trump where, and, you know, people have said that he often responds well to, you know, praise or support. And, you know, if you praise him, you get in his ear and praise him, then he's more likely to support whatever you want to do. And that's where I do suspect this is a piece of political theater from Netanyahu, where he's nominating Trump, and, you know, he does it, and he says in person to Trump, he's nominated and presents him with the letter. But at the same time, this is happening when Trump was expected to kind of talk to Netanyahu about a ceasefire for the war against Hamas in Gaza. And so it's perhaps a way of Netanyahu trying to get Trump's support for his goals, the continued invasion and occupation of Gaza, and, you know, the plans that Israel has laid out to force Palestinians into a camp in, you know, in the ruins of Rafah. And so it's one of those issues where it's perhaps not so much a serious attempt to get Trump a peace prize, but instead an attempt to get Trump support for whatever Israel, whatever policies Netanyahu wants to pursue in Gaza at this point in time.
In that light, does this move signal Netanyahu and Israel's sort of self-perceived lowering of support from Trump and the Trump administration?
I should couch this that I'm not a political commentator necessarily. I am an historian, but I do think that is part of what's going on here. Obviously, what kind of went around in the, we saw news reports in those kind of the days after Trump, you know, Trump announces he's secured a ceasefire between Israel and Iran. and conflict continued for a few more hours. And there were reports the next day, there was that, you know, quick interview with Trump that went around where he basically, he was furious. You could see him furious talking to the camera and basically going, hey, they don't know what the if they're doing, you know, really lambasting both Israel and Iran. And I do wonder if that's something that, you know, Israeli policymakers saw and went, oh, okay, we might be losing support from him. So we need to, what can we do to try and shore that support back up? And that's where you get the Nobel Peace Prize nomination coming in. It seems like a, you know, perhaps a way of getting Trump support again after doing something that kind of violated Trump's idea of what's, you know, right or what's appropriate, his idea of himself as a strong man who's able to negotiate these ceasefires. And you've seen it in the past couple of days as well, I think, with Trump claiming he's trying to get this ceasefire with Putin in terms of Ukraine, and Putin's kind of come out and gone no, and Trump's kind of lashed out a little bit at him as well in the past couple of days.
What is the likelihood that Israel would reap any benefits from this nomination of Trump?
To be honest, I'm not 100% sure. It's one of those things where it's you know, it's possible that he may advocate for increased support to Israel and, you know, armed support, financial support, or he may be more willing to agree with what Netanyahu's, you know, and Israeli policymakers are trying to do. But at the same time, you've got that issue of, and this is something people have noted, Trump sometimes listens to the last thing that's, you know, put in his ear. So it may be that someone he trusts in his administration comes out and says, well, actually, maybe we shouldn't support this, and he might change his mind immediately. But this, to me, it does seem like this is something that could get greater support from Trump. And obviously, we've got, you know, comments from him in the past about turning Gaza into a, you know, the Monaco or something of the Middle East. This idea of turning it into, you know, the strip of casinos and hotels. And as much as that might be a kind of Trumpian comment of the absurd to try and generate discussion or make people ignore the other things the Trump administration is doing, it's also possible that this is something he genuinely believes is a solution to the problem of, you know, Israel and Palestine.
The Nobel Peace Prize will be awarded in December. What do you think we will see coming from the ceremony in light of this nomination? Should we expect protests?
I expect that there could be protests. I mean, the Peace Prize, obviously, there's often controversy around nominees, and there will be, I presume, other nominees who may actually be more deserving. But it's one of those things where it is, the Peace Prize, I think, is quite political. Obviously, you have individuals like Barack Obama who are nominated and win it. So Obama wins that in, I think, 2008, 2009, right as his presidency begins. But then across his presidency, you know, there's criticism of the way that he increases U.S. military strikes in the Middle East through drone strikes and so on. So there could be protests against the sort of Peace Prize, the ceremony. It's honestly, it's seen often there are protests at, you know, anything that Trump seems to be involved with, although I do think there may be some, but it kind of depends how seriously this nomination is taken at the end of the day. If it begins to look like Trump may actually receive it, or if you see other states or politicians coming out and nominating him, I mean, you've got Pakistan nominated him about, you know, kind of a month earlier or something like that. It may be that you get, you know, serious protests against the ceremony, but it does depend on, I think, who actually receives the prize.
That was the University of Auckland's Tom Wilkinson about Netanyahu nominating Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.